So as it relates to the raid, just two ha'aras, going back to the beginning of the daf, and that is Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So the first is just to clarify a little bit the story of Reb Chanina ben Doisa, but really more so, it I think sheds light on the entire third parak of Masechtas Tainis. So the Gemara told a story about Reb Chanina ben Doisa's daughter. It was Erev Shabbos, and she was very, very sad. And Reb Chanina ben Doisa sees his daughter, she's so sad, and says, "Amay atzivas? Why do you look this way?" Amru Leisa, she told him, "Kli shal choymetz nischalef li bekli shal shemen." Said, "I had a kli that had vinegar in it, and I had another jug that had oil in it. V'hidlakti mimenu arlo Shabbos. My mistake, I took the choymetz and I poured it into the candles. And that's what's burning right now. The problem is, choymetz doesn't burn. So because choymetz doesn't burn, I'm going to end up without my Shabbos candles. I feel very, very bad." Amalas, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, "This is a reason to be sad? Ma yichbuslach? Why does this even faze you? Misha amal Hashem v'yidlike? The same Eibishter that causes oil to burn can cause chaimetz to burn." The Gemara says, "Tana abraisa hayadolik v'hoyle kolayim kul." It's exactly what happened. Actually, Yumi men are Avdala. When it came time for Avdala to make the Bayer Mari Eish, they were able to still use this fire that was burning not oil, but rather it was burning chaimetz. It was burning vinegar. I once heard b'shem Svar Makdoshim. That what's the pshat that you find tzaddikim are able to make moifsim, right? Certain tzaddikim, befrat, and the gemaras that we learned, and befrat in the gemaras we learned, you see Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And what does this mean? How is it possible for them to be able to make these moifsim? So he said that the inyan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bayri Umanig L'chol HaBerun V'hu L'vaday Asa V'Oisa V'yasa L'chol HaMasim. It's the first of the Animams. Every Yid believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. L'maisa, when you wake up in the morning and you look outside, you don't see the Eibishter. What do you see? You see Teva. That's what you see. So what's the pshat? If the Eibishter is really running the world, so how come you don't instinctively see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why isn't that what you see as nature? It's because the Eibishter put us in this world to have free will. And if you would wake up in the morning and you would see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayri Umanig L'chala Beruim, we wouldn't have any free will. And if you would have no free will, there'd be no point in going through this whole exercise that's known as Olam Hazeh. The whole idea of Olam Hazeh is Hayom L'Asoisam, for us to be torn in between good and bad, u'bacharta b'chayim. But the point is that really, the Pnimius, of course, this is the first of the 13 principles of faith. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Narvas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Teva, and that is the levush, it's the malbush, it's what covers everything around. As a result, we have free will, and we're not necessarily able to recognize that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'mila macherim, teva is the disguise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disguising himself with teva. So here's the point. A disguise, a mask, only makes sense if you don't know who's behind the disguise. But if you know who's behind the disguise, then the disguise is a chuk of a tlula. It makes absolutely no sense. Imagine you walking into somebody's house and this person wants you not to know who he is. So he puts on a mask. Okay, it makes sense. If you know who the person is and he's wearing a mask, then he's a shaita. It makes no sense. It has no pshat. It has absolutely no havana. A disguise is something that you would wear if you're trying to disguise yourself. But the moment your cover is blown, the moment you know who's behind the disguise, there's no pshat in the world in having the disguise. Teva is the mask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the disguise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as we don't know who is behind the disguise, or we know, but there's levels of emunah. To the point that the disguise is working, it's accomplishing something. If you wake up in the morning and you look outside and you see Teva, that means on some level, the disguise is serving a purpose. Well, then the disguise is going to be there. And now you get the disguise to go away. When kaviyachol, you blow the cover. When you go and you tell the Eibishter, "Ich verstehe schon was du sagst, I know what's going on." An imamim be'muna shalema, sha'abayri yisparach shemay, hu bayri umanig l'chol ha'barum, v'hu levadei asav ois v'yasa l'chol ha'masim. If you can internalize that on the deepest of levels, to the point where there is no purpose in the disguise, and then there's no disguise. Reb Chanina ben Doisa came to a point where he understood, Misha amar l'shemen v'yidlaik, Hu yoymar l'chaimetz v'yadloik. There was no difference between shemen and chaimetz. If there's no difference between shemen and chaimetz, so then there's taka no difference between shemen and chaimetz. So the Eibush said, you're right, boom, you blew my cover, and a chinami, let the chaimetz light. There's no difference between chaimetz and there's no difference between shemen. When a person can come to that hakara of Misha Amar L'Shem V'Yidloik, he chaps the shemen, it's not just shemen, it's not teva, it's Misha Amar L'Shem V'Yidloik, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's making the shemen. He understands 100% that there's no such thing as teva. At that point, there's no inyan anymore. And that's the soid that you find by the tzaddikim that they were able to make. It's not moifsim. Yeah, there's that also. There's Koichat Tfilo, Chayni Amagel. Right, there's different bechinas, of course. This is not a... But at the same time, there's a tremendous yesoid, and that's the yesoid of the Gemara. The Gemara of Rab Chanina Mendoisa, Misha Amar L'Shem V'Yidloik, Hu Yoymar L'Chaimetz V'Yidloik. That is the secret. When a person can come to that akara 100%, but 100% means that it's to the point where if he would see a miracle, he wouldn't even be fazed, right? It wouldn't even be a spell. Yeah, of course. What do you mean? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Misha Amar L'Shem V'Yidloik, Hu Yoymar L'Chaimetz V'Yidloik. Right? It was so matter of fact. Rabbi Chanina Mendoisa says, why? This woman, this neighbor walks in, this not nice lady. Immediately she goes to take out the pitchfork, Rashi says, the Esser. Right? Why? Because she knows she was Melumet Ben Nisim. When you're Melumet Ben Nisim, and in your world there's no difference between Shemen and Chaimetz, now it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's when it actually starts playing itself out. Either way, just a little bit of an insight. Was kumt arayis from that? These epic words of Misha Amar L'Shem V'Yidloik, Hu Yoymar L'Chaimetz V'Yidloik, in terms of understanding really the third parak of Masechtas Tainus, that's the first start.